J-Boy on the track. All right. I know we're about to get into it. I think it's very important that we talk a little bit about the first one, mostly because I just watched it yesterday. When I say the first one, the non-canon one that got taken out, taken down.
Yeah, retconned.
Retconned. Thank you, because you knew what I was going to say.
Well, before we get started, what is up, everybody? We are the Dope Nerds, and you are now tuned in to our non-spoiler review of
non-spoiler
The Suicide Squad
2021. Very important, 2021, because if you tune in later, or if you skip a little bit ahead to make sure, we are going to talk about the first one for a little bit, but just because I just saw it, no other reason.
Yeah, Hugh is actually, I've never seen Hugh this excited for anything. No, I'm lying. It's probably certain anime and food.
God damn it! Don't. Yeah, actually.
All right, why you? What's good, bro? How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, you know me. I'm just chilling back in the crib. I'm really excited about this movie. I'm not gonna lie. I don't understand why the first one was retcon. I really don't.
You know what? We'll save that for. I enjoyed it too, but it had, well, they tried to bring back Will Smith for this one, and he was unable to make it due to the timing, the filming, because I think, I forget what movie he was filming at the time.
Probably this new one with Venus and Serena.
Yeah, it was the one right before this one. I don't remember what it's called, but that's the reason why most of it was retconned, plus the fans' reaction to it.
So Kira Burton was on from Chaotic Good. Kira Burton was on our special guest list previously this season. She had mentioned something that I distinctly remember. She was talking about the male gaze. And in the first one, there's definitely a lot of theatrical shots where it's focused on Harley Quinn's but and or lack thereof, if there are some who have opinions about that, focused on in her bottom. And listen, the male gaze is sometimes fun, cool, great, whatever. Some people agree, some people don't care. The point was, there was a cataclysmic sky in the first one. It had thunder, lightning, metal swirling in the air, all these colors, and they cut it off to show her. And I'm like, listen, we all love this actress. You're missing the point of the movie. And that's strange, because I feel like I should have been like, oh, this is good. But I was just upset. I'm like, yo, I want to see what she's swirling in the air. Is it going to come down? Is it going to hit her? But it's fine. And this was a theme throughout it, where they would focus the camera, which is very technical, lower instead of on the entire scene, which was CG technically, and half of it wasn't. And it was still beautifully done. And I was just like, I can't see it because you're panning. That's not panning. Yeah. You're panning lower. And I'm like, why? No, pan is left and right. Doesn't matter. You're going lower in the camera. Killing me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the things. I mean, I didn't too much mind it, because Margot Robbie is just, I don't know, just something about how she portrays Harley Quinn that is probably one reason why I like toxic females. she would be up there on my toxic female list, along with the villain toxic crushes, toxic woman crushes, along with the lady from the villain from Kim Possible, Scorpina. Yeah, Scorpina from Power Rangers, and a few others I am a little bit too embarrassed to name. So
wow,
I 100% agree. It explains,
I mean, you. Yeah, you just look at Danny Phantom.
Yo, Amber, you will remember. I will remember. Anyways, gentlemen, fictional characters or not, my bad.
I'm dead.
I mean.
I felt like Will Smith's portrayal of Deadshot was amazing.
Wade Wilson? I only didn't like one line, and it was the title reveal. So, are we just some Suicide Squad or something? That was so dumb. And it wasn't his fault, obviously. But I was like, what? You couldn't make it, like, more... Put some music behind, I don't know, like do it in the middle of a fight, like while he's hanging from a helicopter.
Yeah, no. But, Deadshot definitely won over that movie for me.
Yeah.
Without him. I mean, yeah, you know, that relationship with his daughter, you know what I'm saying? That is what did it for me. And they try to do that whole Disney spin on it where everybody's not as bad as they... He does bad things, but he's not a bad person.
That new Disney spin.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I could definitely appreciate that one. The other thing about the movie, Killer Croc, he had to be my favorite character.
Yo, I was mad about Killer Croc, man. He was coded as black down to his request in the prison. And I know you saw his liquor bar at the end with Hennessy on the shelf. I was like, y'all stereotyped the hell out this man.
Oh, man. But it was, but perfect. Because, you know, Waylon Jones. Hey, shorty, I'm beautiful.
Yeah, not me.
Hey, no, I love that part. And what's his name?
El Diablo.
Yes.
Yeah. They stereotyped him too, but in a it fit the comics and his actual history. And you know what? For the 90s and whatnot, I guess it was before the 90s, but for us growing up, I was like, that made sense. You know, growing up in hood/suburb and going to school in hood/suburb. And it was like, okay. I mean, there are so many neighborhoods like that. But he, the whole house, the whole family? Damn. Yeah.
I think he probably could have been a actual hero, because I don't know if you guys know about Fire from the Justice League. No, well, sir. She's pyrokinetic. She has powers like that, and she's a hero. Obviously, she's from Brazil. So you could just go ahead picture that in your mind.
Holy moly!
For you gentlemen out there and ladies who can appreciate the never mind, I'm speaking too much. Anyway, but he probably could have been a hero had he would have been, you know, taught to use his powers.
Y'all fucked up, huh?
We get distracted. We got issues. Fictional characters are in the book. Like, that's just, we all have a list of people. I liked Poison Ivy, bro. Do you know how literally toxic that is?
I haven't seen her turn people into actual trees. So yeah, you don't get much more toxic plant. Than that.
I was Audrey too in Little Shop of Horrors. I could do it for life. I'm just saying, she'll water me, feed me, take care of me, house me, whatever. That sounds like a sugar mama to me.
No.
He said that sounds like a sugar mama to me. That's not the sugar mama you want, my G. That's not it.
I mean, and don't forget, she's a redhead, so she's spicy. She probably come with 12 herbs and spices too.
I thought you said 12 herbs.
All right, no, but gentlemen. So, okay, first movie, first Suicide Squad. Well, it's just called Suicide Squad. What do y'all think?
Out of a 10, I would definitely give it at least probably an 8. Solid 8.
An 8? Okay.
Man, technical aside, I'm giving it like 6.5, 7. It was good, but I don't feel the need to rewatch it. Like, I feel like I saw everything. And I was like, okay, cool. Nice-ish ending. Like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right there with you, Hugh. I gave it a 6. I mean, I've watched it 3 times, so...
Yeah,
you know, it definitely had its bright spots, and it did have room to grow the story, but it just didn't. I think it was just kind of livening up DC from that dark, gritty path that they were taking, more realistic path that they were taking, and they tried to, oh, well, let's jump back into the comic books with this one.
Yeah,
make it more fun for everybody. But I think it missed its mark a little bit. So 6 for me.
I think that's only slightly unfair because we saw the new one hours ago, or for some of us, early this morning. And
this hours ago. That was hours ago.
Okay. Actually, I have no idea what time it is. But it's hard to compare 2016 and 2021 without saying one is better because there are so many different things that they did. James Gunn did in this one, making it very real in the first 5 minutes. And I'm not going to talk about that because that's going to be a spoiler. But it's just like, oh, this is happening. Yep. And there's the rating of R right there.
Yep. James Gunn, I don't think he gets enough credit for what he does do with the movies. He did do Brightburn, I think. Am I right? Ooh. Have you seen Brightburn?
I have seen Brightburn.
All right. I think that's James Gunn or either his cousins, and he had something to do with it.
With something to do with it. I'm dead.
I honestly can't remember. Oh, he's an actor, too. That's nice. That's pretty dope. But anywho, I really like what he does with the movies. He takes them and still has that fun element to them. Mm-hmm. With the and is visually enticing every movie that he's done.
Ooh, every angle that he takes. Too far ahead. But yes, there are certain angles in this movie, physical angles, not like, oh, I made this character do this because of that. No. Physical camera angles that I'm excited to talk about too.
Yeah, okay. So he did Super in 2010. And then Brightburn, which is like a spinoff of Super, somewhat. I guess you can say they're linked. But anywho, not just that, but he's just, huh?
I wasn't too impressed with Brightburn.
I wasn't either. It was supposed to be like a horror superhero film, but it was hilarious. Anyway, but with this movie, what he was able to do and create was characters that every one of them kind of had some sort of backstory, even if it was just a brief moment for them.
Sorry, I'm trying not to spoil nothing with that. Yeah, second that thought.
And he was able to connect the characters a lot better than just, I mean, even though it may have been stereotypical, but I felt like he was able to connect these characters and give them, even put them on their separate journeys, but just connect them in a certain way that made it up, made the storytelling work better for me, at least.
I was missing a story, honestly. I was missing a story.
In 2016 or 2021?
2021. I was missing a story because, like, it was, to me, honestly, it was a stereotypical action comedy.
Oh.
Mm. Really?
I can see that. I can see where you're getting that from.
Yes.
The storyline, honestly, is just a rebranding of the first one.
Rebranding, I could say, but it takes different stories and different people, mostly because, you know, like you said, some people can come back. But also, these were fun angles. I hear you on that, but what I want to say to that action movie thing is it reminds, sorry, action comedy, is that it reminds me of, don't laugh, early Power Rangers and Captain Planet.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. See, I can see where it's still like, it's like actiony, cheesy, and it's like, yeah, okay, that's pretty spot on. I get kudos, man. Kudos, man.
Thank you. Don't edit my stuff out. I'm just playing.
Oh no, I'm not editing this one. My hands is off.
Good. Oh, that's right. It's my turn. So, gentlemen, we have 2016 that we quickly reviewed. Most people have seen it. If you haven't, go ahead and take a look. I think it's still on. What did I watch it on? Oh, I don't remember. Nope. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I was just saying this, again, is a spoiler-free review of the 2021 Suicide Squad. If you can, watch it again on the 2016. Post it in our comments or in the Facebook group. Talk about it there. Give us your opinions. And then if you're going to watch the new one, go ahead, watch it, and then tell us the differences that you saw that you really liked. For all our viewers, listeners, I keep saying viewers, but we haven't published any videos yet, but you guys know what I mean. Everyone who's a part of the Dope Nerds culture.
So, again, this is a non-spoiler one, but how many characters did you guys honestly recognize from trailers?
Three.
You're asking me?
Both of y'all.
No, I recognized a lot of them. Probably the only one I didn't recognize was there's two I didn't readily identify was, and that was I'm not gonna say their names, but from the trailer, Pete Davidson's character, I didn't recognize him.
No, and, definitely not.
And the long white haired dude, didn't recognize him.
Ooh, I actually recognized him, but I couldn't tell who he was. I was like,
a lot of people don't know this, but he's actually a figurehead in DC.
Hmm.
And the figurehead he is actually kind of surprising when I did my research and dug deeper.
Okay.
I would like to say that before the release midday, IMDb was not full of all the characters. I think they were hiding some, because they definitely added more since I checked last night. But of the characters that I recognize, I'm going to say this because everyone knows she's in it. Harley Quinn, I recognize her. She's one of the three, which means I really didn't recognize much. And his name is John Cena. John Cena, I recognize his character. And then Michael Rooker, or Merle from Walking Dead, however you recognize him. I recognize his character, but I don't know his character. I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that somewhere. And that's all. That's all I really got.
I didn't know five, but I was really excited to see one of my favorite villains, anti-hero villain / whatever you want to call it, characters into a live action film, which he did beautiful.
I think casting was pretty damn good, visually pleasing, it made sense, and I was like, yep. I checked off a whole list. I was excited to see these characters and these actors and actresses, or actors and actors, whichever we're gonna go.
And this is John Cena's first debut as a hero. I mean, in a hero film. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, superhero film. I think it's gonna lead to a lot more. He is what?
He has a show coming out about his character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The character he plays in the movie, he's still coming out.
That's amazing. Dang. What a door for him.
I'm
about to call him right now, tell him that.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you. That's going to be pretty cool. I think James Gunn is also directing that. I'm not 100% sure on that one, but yes, it is coming. I don't know if it's going to be streamed on HBO Max. I don't know if it's going to tie in with the Titans. How crazy would that be?
That would be absolutely amazing, because I would actually watch the Titans. No offense to anybody. I just haven't seen it yet, because I was like, oh, no. Teen Titans stole my heart long ago. And not Teen Titans Go, you heathens. Although that one is funny.
It's... I mean, there's a couple of voice actors that are synonymous with certain characters, and when you hear that character's name, you automatically think of that voice.
Yep.
And the man who voices Beast Boy,
he always and for life.
You can't. And Cyborg.
Yo, Cyborg is such a hero voice. I'm sorry, I have to stop you real quick. Cyborg was, at one point, he was a Lantern. He was like, I think John Stewart, like the Green Lantern. He was, he's been in a couple of anime, quite a few video games. If you look back at the Batman history and all of the things that he's done as extra characters, if you IMDb him, he's been around as Beast Boy since the dawn of time, and all of these other heroes since we were crawling around in diapers. He's amazing. Absolutely.
Dope dude. I just actually seen the voice of Beast Boy on an episode of Cold Case, because, you know, I go back and rewatch old shows that I used to love. He was on Cold Case, and I wasn't even paying attention to the TVs because I was playing on the Switch, and I heard his voice, and I'm like, oh, Beast Boy. I have no idea. I don't know his name, but Beast Boy. So, gentlemen, let me go ahead and ask now, what is your rating on the Suicide Squad?
The Suicide Squad 2021, in my book, gets an 8.5. Yo, did you drop glass because I said that? Like, where?
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, it must be shocking. I'll explain after. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need an explanation for that one. So, because.
All right, but let's.
As far as storytelling goes, it's worse than the first one.
A number, sir. I can see you. You were about to skew.
I would say, like, at highest, if you squint your eyes right and tilt your head, a 7.
That's not as bad as I thought you were going to say. I'm about to dismiss you from the call.
I'm going to have to go with a 7.5. 7.5, and my reasoning is no spoilers, but the big reveal. I mean, it's more so not a big reveal because we did see the trailer, and this, yeah,
we know what you're talking about, bro.
Oh, yeah. I actually love how they did it. I don't like how it was introduced.
Yes, the introduction was like a quick slap in the face to some of the fans. But to people who don't readily recognize the big reveal, like me, it took me a second. And I was like, oh my God. It wasn't until the end where it made sense to me. But I was like, I think I know that, but whatever. So I moved on. And I think if you're either, there's no level of fan, but if you're just not as, if you don't recognize it right away, it's a nice little reveal. But if you're into it, like you two, I'm sure that was a slap.
You know, I grew up watching the animated DC series like a lot of us have. I also got into comic books at a pretty early age. So seeing this reveal and how it was, I mean, it did do it justice. I'm not going to say it was just terrible. But it definitely didn't do it the je ne sais quoi, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't top tier reveals.
And that's the explanation for your rating. That makes sense. Most of my reading falls on how the characters were shot, portrayed, and all of their angles were made for them. Like a lot of the Harley Quinn ones were up and at a 45 degree angle aimed at her face because she was looked down on. And then as the movie progressed, it leveled it out to put her higher up on, not on a pedestal per se, but to show some growth because of the things that she talked about and worked through in the movie. You know, her conquest, her journey, whatever it was. What were you saying, Irv? And the next part is, besides that, I think the music wasn't as, like the last one was all pop music at the time, which made sense. But this one, some of the choices were just, it just made sense. They were fun. There was a cultural appropriate dance that happened. No spoilers, obviously. And I don't even remember the music, but it fit and the angles and the gorge. It looked really good. It felt really good. And it wasn't out of character for the characters involved. And things like that really built on my involvement and how I was in the movie, how I felt like I was a part of it. Like I was the camera. I was just enjoying it.
I felt and that's like why
it got a high rating for me.
I felt like I was watching a comedy movie, honestly.
I mean, technically.
I mean, yeah, it definitely was.
No, what I'm saying is like when you go into watch movies like this, you're expecting a certain level of comedy, especially with the characters that they had showcased. I just feel like storyline was lacking. The balance of action to comedy was in disarray. All in all, just not what I was expecting.
And for our viewers, Irv is completely invested in this. He has quite a few pages of notes that he wrote down. I might be excited on my face, but he is holding it in. And I guess we won't get to those because they're specific details until we go through the spoilers in our quote unquote next review that you'll get probably around the same time. So,
yes. Well, gentlemen, I don't want to get too much further into this because, one, we'll probably get into some spoiler territory, and this is for people who have not watched the movie yet. If you have not, you can find it on HBO Max, or you can go watch it in your theater.
Yeah. I know they're not paying me or us anything, but aren't paying us anything. But AMC has like private watch parties. Honestly, for $100, you can bring as many people as you want to fill it. If you have your own COVID bubble, like if you got a large family that sticks together, you might want to try it, because I've been thinking about it for a minute, and if I could just have the whole theater rented for just us to watch this movie, I would do it in a heartbeat. That's a lot of money, but if everybody chips in, it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you have a subscription and you want your family over, this would be a good movie to... Not the children. Leave the children alone.
It is rated R.
I don't know. Y'all had to catch that reference. Yeah, y'all had to catch that reference. definitely this movie, if you have children are 13 and over, yeah, they can watch it. Younger kids, not so much. This is a movie that's definitely rated R for a reason, and no pun on that either. But gentlemen, I enjoyed it.
Before we cut this off, one last time, let's just give our numbers again in case somebody missed it. I Hubie, ran a 8.5 for this movie.
So high. That's so.
Just say it again. Say your number.
That's a 7. That's just so high.
Stop the cap.
And I gave it a 7.5. So what's that average out to?
Oh no! I haven't been able to function for days. I'm definitely using the calculator. Sorry, and you're right. It should be an 8, but I'm just gonna do it anyway.
All right. So then we'll give the official Dope Nerds a rating for this, and this does not actually count as a season episode, by the way.
Oh, 7. No, it is 7.3 something. Wow. I definitely would have given you the wrong number. We'll put it in the... I guess we could put it in the comments. Yeah, they can read it. They're probably going to know why, especially because this is so short. We might confuse them. Confuse our friends.
Yeah, we have a... This would be a special bonus episode. That'd be lit. No. Should it count? Should it count towards...
We could do like a...
No, because I kind of had something special planned for the bonus episodes for season number one. You gentlemen already know this. We sent it out before we actually... Yeah. So, but anyway.
Official rating for the Dope Nerds on 2021's Suicide Squad is 7.6 average.
Oh, so yeah. We'll round up. Make it an 8. 8 even.
Irv is still mad. Oh, let's get it.
It's an eight. We just gotta live with it. It's just what it is, bro. It's what it is. So gentlemen,
Kylo Ren moment.
We actually. Oh wow.
This bitch is.
Man. Thanks for listening to our non-spoiler review. We are gonna wrap it up and then jump right into it. The pages of notes, the details, the nitty gritty, the grime. I'm not even gonna get into that right now. I'm gonna get upset.
Okay. So yeah, with that being said, it's an 8. It's staying. It's sticking.
Thank you for listening. And as always, subscribe, link to our pages, join us. And in this conversation, we want to talk about the new movie on our Facebook page, The Dope Nerds Official. And we also have our Twitter. What's the handle? Is it nerds_dope?
The Dope Nerds Podcast Official.
Yeah, I'm missing words. Yeah, I'm going to let you do this, Q.
Yes. I said that like a Palpatine. Yes. Very good. Anyway, yo, so you can follow us at The Dope Nerds Podcast Official on Facebook. Also follow us on our Twitter page, nerd_dope, or just look us up, The Dope Nerds, and we'll pop up the first thing once you search it. Also, you can follow us maybe on our own personal Instagrams, Facebooks, or whatever, in case you just want to have a conversation and get to know us as people. That would be great. Actually, Hugh just pulled out the lightsaber. So,
This is for next time. Oh, that's the wrong one. It's a preview of our next season.
So you guys should know what's coming, and once we get into that, I'm sure you guys are going to have some thoughts, opinions, and ideas. I know my brother Irv here has been watching the movies for the last week nonstop, sometimes twice a day. I'm not sure how he did it and still managed to get to work on time and be a proud father. I'm flabbergasted. I'm in awe. Kudos to you, bro. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
With that being said,
we are The Dope Nerds. Oh, shout out to my boy J-Boy Beats. Follow him on YouTube under J-Boy Beats. He just released a new OST. Sonic. That's all I'm going to say. Go check it out. The beat's fire. He also produced the beat that you hear here in the beginning of the podcast and also at the outro of the podcast. So stay tuned for more from him.
As always, a Q on Cafe. Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
J-Boy on the... Stay dope.
Yeah.